Hello and welcome to MLW Confusion. I'm your host, Rob Cameron, bringing you all that you may or may not need to know about Major League Wrestling and its television programming. This week, we continue to scour the independent wrestling scene, heading way, way down south to Florida, to be exact, checking out Coastal Championship Wrestling. But first, let's find out what's going on in the realm of MLW. It seems that the big news to come out of this week is the challenge laid down by Dragon Gate's Shun Skywalker, bad-mouthing Myron Reed, trying to lobby for a shot at the MLW middleweight champion. Court Bauer, willing to make this match happen. Myron Reed, full of braggadociousness that comes along with being a three-time middleweight champion and a member of the Beaumaier Fight Club, lays down the law, willing to take the challenge. This will happen at the Super Series September 18th at the Space Event Center in Atlanta, Georgia. Also in attendance, the other match announced so far, also a big crossover event, your boy Alexander Hammerstone taking on Bandido from AAA Wrestling for the MLW World Heavyweight Championship. So just those two matches alone should be worth the price of admission. And of course, a myriad of other MLW wrestlers will be there as well, including Jacob Fatu, the Samoan SWAT team, the World Featherweight Champion, Taya Valkyrie, etc., etc., etc. Oh, and just again, like this has been a recurring theme, just for the sake of St. Louis Hustler, Davey Richards will probably be there too, since he is the National Openweight Champion as well. All right, as I said when we started this party like a mere 2 minutes ago, MLW is still on hiatus, so we're, you know, wandering the realms of the interwebs, listening to the people. Nobody actually talks to me, but I eavesdrop. And somebody started talking about Coastal Championship Wrestling out of Florida. They have a television program called Alive Wrestling. They are currently have over 100 episodes up on YouTube. So, you know, figured might as well check that out. Sounds like fun. And the latest episode dropped this here past week. Features a pretty big name, if I do say so myself, at least for the independent scene. Brian Cage is in our main event of the evening. Let's just jump right in. All right, so we have our introduction featuring the highlights of Coastal Championship Wrestling. We are in the control center with Blake Chadwick. He welcomes us to the show and kind of gives us the rundown of what happened last week on Alive and what's going to happen this week on Alive as well. So it is a, well, I mean, the first match is the main event. The opener is the main event. One match show. Brian Cage taking on the debuting Jack Cartwheel will be our match du jour this here evening. And they go on to hype up the next big event coming through the area in the next handful of weeks or so. It's pretty meat and potatoes. We have the introduction, and we're just going to go right into the match. Brian Cage versus the debuting Jack Cartwheel. Cartwheel comes out, and I'm not familiar with his work. I've heard the name before. I have. But never seen him in action. And I will say, he cartwheels. He cartwheels around the ring, hangs out, does some rolls as well. So he could be cartwheel and roll for all we know. So at least we get some truth in advertising on that. Brian Cage comes out. He's a machine, of course, if you weren't aware of this, if you haven't seen him in Lucha Underground, AEW, Ring of Honor. He's going to be in the new Ring of Honor. And then, of course, he's a nearly 20-year veteran in the industry as well. So, I mean, he's been around a bit. We get like a pop-up video. I'm dating myself on that one. A pop-up video, a little stat that Brian Cage is 7-0 entering this here match. And he's kind of in line to get himself a title opportunity, a shot for the title, if you will. But I don't know if he's exactly the number one contender or not. Anyway, it really doesn't matter tonight because in front of him is the upstart Jake Cartwheel. Jack Cartwheel. And that's how our night's going to go. Just do this. Take a drink every time I say Jake instead of Jack. So, Cartwheel is doing, like, I don't know, some heel shtick. I don't know if he's properly a heel or not, but he's like puffing himself up to try to look as big as Cage because, you know, Cage himself looks like he's about to explode at any moment. And then just does some arbitrary cartwheels because his name is Jack Cartwheel. You know, not doing much to endear himself to Brian Cage. Cage finally gets a headlock on and holds on for way too long after the handshake. I guess it really wasn't way too long. But in this day and age, you know, people just like to poop all over headlocks. And we had a big, long headlock because compared to Brian Cage, Jack Cartwheel's kind of a tiny little dude. Anywho, Cage, like, really keeps a hold on Cartwheel. Cartwheel, though, does eventually get to use his speed to escape and really kind of, like, focuses on evading Cage so he doesn't get locked into another headlock, I assume. However, Cage catches Cartwheel and launches him into the lower turnbuckle, which looked scary AF. Like, I've made it very well known that, you know, I am not actually in the business. I am not a wrestler. But, like, dude, that was kind of reckless. Like, maybe he barely missed the turnbuckle, but, like, if his head did not hit the turnbuckle, it almost did. And, like, that made me kind of angry that you just chuck a guy like that just because you can't. Anyway, digressing. We get a second German suplex out of a Cartwheel dodge. Cartwheel, once again using his speed, gets to evade, goes for something, some sort of springboard off the middle rope, but kind of gets caught, and more like catches himself. I will throw it out there that, like, I don't think he liked how he was hitting it and caught the ropes, but luckily Cage kind of covered for it and just grabbed him and started doing bicep curls with a human being before just chucking him up over his head. Once again, Cartwheel evades. This is the recurring theme here, is big muscle guy crush, little guy occasionally gets to evade and run around. But Cartwheel sends Cage outside, goes for a tope suicida, and gets mostly caught, which leads to a suplex on the ring apron. And if Excalibur were here, he would remind you that this is the hardest part of the ring, of course. Anywho, moving along. Inside the ring, we have a couple of Beal tosses. Cartwheel does a rope-assisted headstand leg sweep on the apron. Like, he gets away and he kind of, like, looks like he's gonna do like the one-handed, like, headstand out of the ring, but, like, hangs on to the rope and balances himself, and then just, like, spins himself underneath the bottom rope and leg sweeps Cage, and I thought that was really neat. And then comes in with a slingshot twisting splash, only gets two off that. That was crazy go nuts, though. Cage goes back outside, and we get a Sasuke special by Cartwheel. This time, the dive actually works. And we go in the ring, and Cage keeps, like, evading splashes, so now Cage's turn to evade. Like, I didn't switch the guys around. Like, Cage is just rolling around on the ground, and Cartwheel's trying to do, like, a shooting star, lands on his feet, tries to do another twisty doodad. Cartwheel's his way out of that. But finally just kind of hits a big splash to get a two count off of that. We get a rope-assisted crucifix by Cartwheel, gets a two count off that as well. Cage cuts off a move to the top rope and does his inside-out suplex, where he climbs up to the second rope while the guy's standing on the ring apron, suplexes him into the ring off of that, gets a two count. Buckle bomb leads to a second powerbomb attempt, but this powerbomb is turned into a Yoshi tonic, and that's when we have a break. So if they're going to break, it's about time for us to go to break too. So I need an energy drink. I need to, I don't know, start a new podcast or something. Whatever, man. Just do it. I'll be back. Un momento. If you're like me, sometimes you need a pick-me-up to get you through the day. I drink Raise Energy for that pickup. Raise comes in a bunch of different flavors, and more recently, Italian Ice, which is great, by the way. And it contains no sugar, so there's no crash after you drink it. And really, like, best of all, if you go through me and go to wetrepsports.com, use my code CASS, you get 15% off your order. So Also, be like Cass, drink Raise Energy. All right, so there's a training session at the Coastal Championship Wrestling Training Center, the Academy, I think it's called. I didn't do that much research, and I apologize. And Kylan King is training a young up-and-comer when she is attacked by a hooded assailant who just knocks her out of the ring, and then the assailant, like, takes out the trainee, like, shoves some other guy that was in the ring before heading back out to go after Kylan some more. We really don't get a proper introduction to who this is, and because I don't follow the product, I'm thoroughly confused. I think it might be Tracy Nix, just by process of elimination of doing very limited research, but don't hold me to that, and I apologize if I'm wrong on that front. But, you know, a hooded person, and commentary is not here for this, so it's just... Just an attack. So, but you know, that carries over. Women's, I assume, for the next women's titles match, because Kylan is the CCW women's champion at this time. Following this, we get a cheap plug from God's Redeemer, Miro. He plugs CCW and its television program. We come back to the match, and Cartwheel is trying to power up Cage, which is crazy go nuts because Cage is pushing 300 pounds, and Cartwheel's not, you know, that big of a guy himself, so I don't know what he's thinking, if he's thinking at all at this point, but Cage turns that into a variation of the pump handle driver, gets a two count off of that. Cage goes for another buckle bomb, follows that up with the F5, gets a two count there. Cartwheel, though, counters out of another powerbomb attempt into a Canadian destroyer. Another near fall there. We're just bang, 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 ricochet rabbiting all around as I'm now punching my mic cord. So if you hear anything weird that I'm not going to fix, that was me punching my microphone cord. We get a rolling DVD. Cartwheel finally gets Cage up on his shoulders proper, hits a rolling DVD, followed up by a PK kick for two. Cartwheel misses a spiral tap, eats a big discus lariat for his efforts. Cage picks up Cartwheel, drill claw, the Steiner screwdriver, aka suplex pile driver, gets the three count. Finally, your winner, Brian Cage. Like the end of the match, they just brought everything out there. Cage is now 8-0 in Coastal Championship Wrestling. To bring us down after that exhilarating contest, we go back to the control center with Blake Chadwick. He runs down next week's show that has two big championship matches, featuring the tag team championship and the women's championship being defended as well. This is a short little show. It was a fun match. As I said, I'm not terribly familiar with Cartwheel, but he made me know who he was by the end of this match. And it told, you know, we can say what we want. It told the classic story of, you know, the big powerhouse taking on the smaller, quicker wrestler. And Cartwheel showed some innovative offense at times where he was actually allowed to really kind of like show himself on the offensive, but like that wasn't a whole lot of the match. Cage dominated a good chunk of this year match, but the match itself, you know, did go at least, you know, 15 minutes ish, maybe a touch longer, because the show itself, again, was pretty short because it was just a one match show, but it was a fun match, and like, I don't know, if I was going to make too many complaints, it was just Cartwheeled too much. I mean, that's kind of the guy's gimmick, but meh. I mean, it's kind of, that's some nitpickery stuff there. Cage, though, like, I'm critical of him. You guys haven't heard it too much on the podcast, but sometimes online, or just, you know, informally, like, I'm rough on him because of some of the lucha stuff he does, and he's just, I don't know, too big to be doing some of the lucha stuff that he does. Like, there's no need to when he's twice the size of his opponent at various points. But really, like, it was a fun match to be had. I enjoyed it. Kind of wish there was something else to go on as well. Like, as I've put out with, like, say, like, Devotion Championship Wrestling, you know, the half-hour show is fun. Like, it's a good length that you can just kind of get your feet wet and then move along. But, like, and especially, like, in a situation like this, you know, like, I don't know if I've got a good feel for, we'll say, the rest of the company, being a one-match show. And then really, like, there was just, like, two little segments that, you know, kind of, like, let us know what was going on elsewhere within the company. But, I mean, luckily, of course, I mean, I shouldn't complain in this realm of instant gratification. I could have just watched last week's episode, or the week before that's episode, or watch any number of the shorts that they put up as well. So, again, those are nitpicky complaints, but, like, really, like, if you got the time, go ahead and check it out. I mean, especially, like, if it is, if the episode is only 25 minutes, you know, and it's a solid, in this case, very solid matchup. That shouldn't disappoint you. So that being said, that was a short show, so this is going to be a short show as well. Thank you all for listening. I appreciate it. Stay tuned for the plugs and the best ways you can help support this here podcast, because really, like, I can't, you know, I'm not where I am without my listeners and their support. So I appreciate it. So leave a review, subscribe where you can, or add to lists, or whatever it is you hip kids are doing nowadays. In the meanwhile, I will catch you all next week. MLW Confusion is a weekly podcast that is written and performed by Rob Kammer and hosted at Anchor FM. The background music for this section is Ruined My Day, performed by Alan Schroeder. If you enjoyed this podcast and would like to support, please like, subscribe, and tell your friends, family, and enemies. Leaving a review would also be helpful. Word-of-mouth advertisement, of course, is very important for us small podcasts. For my social media links, they can be found in the description below, but the Twitter and Instagram are both at The Nova of Cass, TheNovaOfCass, and Facebook is at MLW Confusion. If you'd like to support monetarily and help upgrade my equipment, please check out my virtual chip jar at www.kofi.com/Casanova. That is CassOnova. If you'd prefer more bang for your buck, go to patreon.com/Casanova, where for as little as $1, backers get access to the podcast early and without those pesky ads, plus other exclusive content. So head up the crew and join Maverick 45, Alan Schroeder, and Keith Wynn, and check it out. You can also find t-shirts at whatamaneuver.net/collections/theconfusionpodcast. There's hyphens in between the Confusion Podcast, of course. And for other business inquiries, such as ads and sponsorships, please email me at rzkammer, K-A-M-E-R-E-R, at comcast.net. Thank you all for listening.